day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state Farm Bureau in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
Hog futures plunged lower today as active pressure continued to flood into the lean hog futures, pushing prices at or near limit losses throughout the day. There continues to be concerns that follow-through weakness will develop as emotional buyer support starts to erode. Corn futures about 0.75 cents higher. The Dow Jones 139 points lower. NASDAQ down 11 points. Over in live cattle today, sluggish market trade was seen throughout the markets as traders seemed more focused on wide market losses in lean hog trade and stock market prices. Nearby contracts holding single-digit prices on either side of unchanged, with prices hovering from 5 cents lower to 5 cents higher. There's very little new market information in the beef industry to spark trader activity at this point. Even though beef demand is expected to continue to firm throughout the next couple of months, this has already been factored into price levels. Box beef cutouts today were mixed, 91 cents lower in select and up 30 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 68 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, narrow losses continue to hold feeder cattle trade as limited interest was seen throughout the cattle markets on Tuesday. The overall lack of market activity allowing traders to slowly find a market groove following sharp gains last week, even though renewed buyer support has moved back into the complex. There seems to be little additional direction, though, throughout the complex, which could allow for prices to hover in a narrow trading range over the near future. Meanwhile, grains were lower today, with corn trade 3 to 4 cents lower as trade scored new lows ahead of the WASD report release. Soybean trade was 3 to 4 cents lower, with trade drifting along as the $9 area continues to find selling, meal flat to a dollar lower, and oil flat to 10 points lower. Over in wheat, trade was 1 to 6 cents lower, with winter wheat turning lower again after improvements on the condition report, while spring wheat slows the losses with planting progress behind normal. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.